Where's Sister Sandy? She gonna play the organ or who's gonna play the organ? Yeah, child. We thank the Lord for Brother Smith tonight. One of my old friends. I helped to conduct her funeral last year. Sister Lily Reed used to run up and down the aisle here at the Jubilee. And her daughter called me today and said Reverend Smith will be here tonight. He was here last year. And I want to thank him and some of his group for coming to be with us tonight. God bless you. Love you. Blessed assurance. Brother Randy, you'll never know what a blessing you've been to me down through the years. I just thank the Lord for him. Blessed assurance.
Yes.
And waiting King above, filled with His goodness, yeah, lost in His love. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior. Oh, day long. This is my story. Praise God, this is my song, praising my Savior. Oh, the day long.
Thank you, Jesus.
My, my, my. God leads the dear children along. I like that.
Yes, sir.
Shady green pastures,
I like that.
So rich and so sweet, Lord leads His dear children along, where the waters cool flows, thither the weary ones lead. God leads His dear children along. Some through the waters, some through fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrows, but God gives a song in the night season. And all below, I'll fly away. Some that morning when the stripes are gone, I'll
fly away.
On God's celestial shore, for I'll
fly away,
I'll fly away,
I'll fly away,
fly away, oh glory,
I'll fly away,
I'll fly away.
In the morning,
oh, baby. where joy shall never end. Oh, My. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Well, thank you. Yeah. Y'all, if you excuse me, I don't know no better. My. The story grand and true of the Lord who died for you. Bring it out.
Bring it out.
Be the child. Pass the
word
along the line that he comes your Lord
and mine.
Oh, ring it out.
Ring it out.
Oh, be the child. We'll try. I'm glad that there is a fountain.
Yes.
Thank you. Filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Sinners plunge beneath that flood. Lose not part, but all.
That's it. That's it.
Forgive the stain. Thank you, Jesus. I can't stand much of this. My. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood. What happens? Ludo. The stain.
disdain. Lulo, beg you, disdain. And sinners plunge, plunge, plunge. We need that blood, Ludo, begging to stand a dying thief. Rejoice to see, I don't blame him, that fountain in is a day. And there may I, poor I, go by as he. What happened? Who washed all my sins away? Who washed all my sins away? Washed all my sins away. And there may I fly over as he who washed all my sins away.
Smith now. Go to the Word. Thank you, Sister Stanley. I appreciate you singing for us. Thank the Lord for the choir. And those young people that were here this morning, the Lord gonna bless Brother Wilson the way he's handling them. That Brother Nelson the way he basses. Bless your heart. Yeah. Bass for the Lord, buddy. I like that. The Jubilation, one of the best groups in the world. Glen Haven will never know what a blessing you have been to people all over the world. All over the world. Now I want to tell y'all something now before you get some funny ideas. I got other sermons in here. This is a long thing. And but I just got 2 pages. I'll tell you that before you get nervous and start. Thought I'd make it plain. Amen. I want to talk a little bit from the benediction or the Benedictus. I want to talk about the Benedictus tonight or the benediction. And that's found in the book of Jude, the first chapter, only one chapter in Jude. Gonna go to the Testament now. You go to the next to the last book in the New Testament. Just before you get to Revelation, that's it. Yes. All right. The 24th and 25th verses. Jude 1, 24 and 25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. The 4 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, close out with amen. The book of Revelation closes out with amen. Our Father in heaven, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray, our Father, that you bless Brother Randy, that you touch his throat, and that you heal his hoarseness, and that you will bless all of us here tonight. And that you keep all of our bodies touched and healed. And that you help us to preach this message the way you want it to be preached. And bless this Jubilee in a special manner. And we thank you, our Father, for the first time that we were invited to come this way. And how it thrilled our hearts to be here. And thank you for the other invitation that you have given. We pray, our Father, that this message tonight will be a help to all of us who are ministers and all of us who are church members and all missionaries. Take charge tonight and let your will be done in the name of the Father, name of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want to talk tonight about the benediction. It's very seldom we talk about the benediction. And there's a lot of people take the benediction lightly, but you know the benediction is the best thing that happens to you at the end of a service. Now the dictionary says the benediction is a blessing pronounced at the end of a church service. Now it said a church service, no other kind of service, it said a church service. The benediction at the end of a church service. And God promised to meet us at the church. He promised to meet us at the house of God. And there are people here from all over the United States and different foreign fields. And I know that you have been made happy when the preacher pronounced the benediction. Now the preacher, that's the preacher's job. Nobody else's job in the world but the preacher to pronounce the benediction. The man that pronounced this benediction was a preacher. And the preacher's supposed to do it. And it's the responsibility of the members of every church to stay for the benediction. Now that's it. Some folk will go to Sunday school and they know too much to stay to listen to the pastor, and they dismiss themselves. That's right. They miss the benediction. And sometimes during the altar call, when the pastor and other interested members of the church trying to get somebody saved, somebody dismiss themselves. Miss the benediction. But you're missing the best part of the service. Because listen how it reads. Now I'm going to read that to you again. Listen how it reads. And when you miss something like this, you're in a bad fix. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Who wouldn't stay to hear that? And to present you faultless, I like that too, before the presence of the glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. The word amen means so let it be. And be it so. Yeah, I like that. The benediction is something that everybody should be interested in. And so folk will get up and leave the church, and I have seen people, when they get ready to excuse themselves, they stick their hand up and tip out like they're doing something great. But they should stay for the benediction and then tip out. Don't put your finger up and go tipping out without the benediction on you. See, when you miss the benediction, you miss it all. Benediction is the blessing pronounced at the end of a church service. Now, the word benediction comes from a French word also called benedictus. Now, listen what bene means. Bene means well. And dicere means to say. So, the word benediction means to say well, or well said. And you miss some well said words when you miss the benediction. That's it. Hallelujah! I've heard a lot of benedictions, and I've heard a lot of benedictus down through the years. I've been serving God 52 years without a break, and I'm not lying. Amen. And somebody asked somebody, said, how many of you preachers felt like giving up? I didn't hold up my hand because I wasn't lying. I never did want to give up. And those who wanted to give up, you pitiful. That's right. I've been preaching God's word almost 40 years, and if he let me live to preach 5 more years, I'll hang in there. Yes, sir. I want to pronounce some more benediction on God's children. Yes. Preachers are supposed to give the benediction, and the folk ought to have sense enough and guts enough and intelligence enough to stay for the benediction. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Y'all might not have ever heard this message before, but I'm going to pour it out while I can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
Amen.
And sometimes many of us make mistakes by letting the young people excuse themselves and go before the benediction. They got to go to school tomorrow. They got to go and study their lesson. But they still miss the benediction. And young folks should be taught about the benediction, because they're going to take our places.
That's right.
And I thank God for around 60 young children on this choir this morning. And they know something, too.
Amen.
They know something. And they're getting something. And this church should be proud that you got a lot of young folk walking in your footsteps. There's so many people walking bow-legged in sin and knock-kneed in hypocrisy. But when you walk straight-footed in the grace of God,
Somebody will follow you.
Keep the children for the benediction.
Thank you, sir. Now, I picked out some words in the two verses, the 24th and 25th verse. Those words looked so good to me, and I studied and studied and studied and preached and preached, and I preached a sermon plenty of times. I said, Lord, do you want me to preach that in the Jubilee? So, yeah, preaching in the Jubilee, because a whole lot of folk from different churches don't stay for no benediction. And so while I got you, talk about the benediction. Now, I said, now to him that is able to keep you from falling. Now look at the word able there. See the preacher saying something that you need to listen to. Now unto him that is able, and the word able means suitable. The one that's suitable to keep you. The one that's suitable to stand by you. Suitable enough to save you. And Jesus is the only one suitable to save a man. Woman, boy, girl from hell. I couldn't do it. Nobody could do it, but the Lord could do it. Did do it. And then he got the word keep here. The word keep means to hold in check. Folk ought to stay and listen to that. You getting something. See, God holds you in check. I like that. Let me see what that other word in there. And then, by falling, keep you from falling. Well, you know what falling means? Falling means going down slow or fast. That's exactly what it is. That's it. That's it. That's what falling means, going down slow or fast. And he's able to keep you from going down slow. He's able to keep you from going down fast because he can hold you. He can keep you in check. Thank you, sir. I thank God for these words. I may not know much, but these words will talk to you. Then have another word. Present you faultless. The word present means to position you. He positioned you. Sometime when I'm flying in an airplane, I used to fly going overseas to preach in Cuba and Haiti and Jamaica. You see, Jesus positions you sitting down in that seat. He positioned you. He positioned you so you could talk to him faster while you flying than any other time. <Woo-hoo>! He positioned you while you're lying in the bed. You can lie upon your back. Talk to him. He positioned you. He positioned you while you're walking, while you're crawling, while you're kneeling. Jesus can position you in any position. He wants to position you so that you can talk to God in the position, in whatever position you're in. I like that. Here's another word. Present you faultless. Now, who's going to run off from a morning service or night service and miss all of this blessing? The preacher waiting and the preacher standing to hold out his hands and now to him that is able to keep you from falling and you going out the door. stay in that pew for that benediction. Faultless mean pure and clean and clear and spotless. And Jesus is the only one that can present us clean, clear, and spotless. Amen. I like that. Amen. I like that. And he said, he present us before the Father. And the word, hear the word before. The word before means that in front of. See, Jesus doesn't put you behind God. He puts you in front of him. Amen. He positioned you, present you in the presence of God. Right before him, in front of him. And the presence means in sight of. And then these other two words blesses my heart, his glory. His glory means majesty. And majesty means most perfect. And most perfect means higher than all the redeemed spirits. Did y'all get that?
Amen.
He is higher than all the redeemed spirits. I'm saved, and I've been saved 52 years, but yet and still the Spirit of Jesus is higher than my spirit. He's a majesty, majesty, His glory, His most perfect. He's most perfect and higher than all redeemed spirits. And then the seventh word in there is with. With means having possession of. And whenever Jesus has possession of you, He can present you before the Father, but He can't present nothing to God that He doesn't have. And people ought to stay in the church and get this stuff. This is good stuff. Yeah, let the Lord have you. And when the Lord get a hold of you, then Jesus can present you without fault, blameless, and clear. I like that. Amen. With having possession of. And then this eighth thing here said with exceeding joy. Exceeding. It means out, and sedo means to go. Outgo. Going out. Flowing out. Running out.
Yes.
Jumping out.
Running over.
Running over. I like that. If you stay in the church, you have an overflowing cup. Yes. Run in the saucer.
Yes.
Spill out on you. I like that. I like that. Exceeding joy. Outgoing. Outrunning. Outflowing. Then here's what I like about joy. Joy equals the only two-way spirit between God and man. There's a two-way spirit between God and man. And God appreciates us worshiping Him. And we appreciate Him saving us. So you got a two-way spirit between God and man. I like that too. Yeah, I like that too. Joy. The two-way spirit between God and man that called the man to be glad and happy and to make God pleased that we appreciate Him in His fullness. I like that. Now, I got that. Now I'm coming down to the 25th verse. The 25th verse says, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen!
Amen.
It's like what it said, amen. It's more amens in the New Testament than any place. The Old Testament is loaded down with other things. But the New Testament is loaded down with a whole lot of amens. I like that. I like that. Close out every New Testament. Close out the Gospel. Amen. At the end of Matthew, amen. Matthew, amen. Mark, amen. Luke, amen. John, amen. Revelation, amen. That's it. Now, I'm coming down here where it says, to the only wise God. You know what the word only means? Mean no one like Him. Nobody like God. Nobody look like Him. Nobody act like Him. Nobody smell like Him. Nobody jump like Him. Nobody move like Him. He's the only God.
Right.
Only wise God. And I like that. And then the word wise God means all-knowing, all-seeing, all-hearing, all-powerful, and all-merciful. Then it says in this other verse here, our Savior. You know what our Savior means? Yours and mine. I like that. That's exactly what it means. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Our Savior means yours and mine, his and hers, and all of ours. Then he has another word in there. Boy, when you miss the benediction, you're missing something. Woo! glory. Glory equal praises and praises, honor and honor, over and over and over and over and over, again and again and again, in a high class manner. That's it. That's it. See, when we come to church, we worship God in a high class manner. Sing in a high class manner. Teach in a high class manner. Move in a high class manner. Say I did in a high class manner. Hallelujah in a high class manner. Yeah. In a high class manner. He's a high class God. Yeah. He's an all powerful God. God up, God down, God in, God out, and God all around. Yes, sir. Woo-hoo. When you miss the benediction, you miss it all. I got to go and play my golf course. Got to go on the court and play my golf. Got to go to theater. Got to go and get a picnic basket, but that's not it. You know I like that. You have another word here, majesty. That equals continually sending amens in God's direction. You don't send amen in the devil's direction, but you send them in God's direction. All amen belong to God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, the preacher, and the church. The amen belong to us. We the ones supposed to say amen. He saved us from all our sins. Why can't I say amen? Amen in the morning. Amen at noontime. Yeah, amen all the time. Wow, amen. Woo, I see you right funny now. Amen. Amen. This is the Benedictus. This is the benediction. This is God's blessing on the members who stays for the benediction at the close of the service. They don't run off and leave the benediction, but you hang in there and get the blessing. I like that. This is helping me because I'm going to try to get every benediction I come in contact with. Yeah, man, let me see what else the thing got in here. On the wise God. Yeah. Majesty, sending amen in God's direction. Name dominion, that means power over everything. Dominion over everything. And power. Power means all around force that God had before the devil, his angels, and man. No powerful force in the world than the powerful force of God. I'm almost through with this thing now, but I'm enjoying this. Then it said here, both, and the word both means together. Then it said now. Now equals present and ever. I like that. And if you take now and ever and present, all this equals the future. And the future is a stretch of the past, present, and future joined together makes the ever. That's it. That's it. God in the past and God in the present and God in the future, just a long stretch. God knows how to keep everything in line. And when you miss the benediction, you miss all that. Hanging there for the Benedictus. Let me see what else can I get out of the thing. Both now and ever mean this time and that time, this second and that second, this minute and that minute, this hour and that hour, this day and that day, this week and that week, this month and that month, this year and that year, this nation and that nation, this world and that world, this spirit and that spirit. Got one more sheet. All right, Brother Randy Jr. This program and that program. This happiness and that happiness. Thank you, sir. This future and that future. This state of mind and that state of mind. This way and that way. Woo! I got something I got to tell y'all. I got to tell y'all something. But at the end, of the last benediction, I'm almost through now. At the end of the last benediction, I got something to tell you. At the end of the last benediction, two great programs going to start. One going to start in heaven and one going to start in hell. But there'll be a difference between the two programs. In hell, amen, won't be on program down there. Hallelujah won't be known. And praise God will be out of existence down there. In hell. Two programs going to be going on, and I'm just going to name just a few things that's going to happen in hell. In hell, there will be a program also with no one to chair the meeting. You know, you got a chairman for this thing and a chairman for that thing and a program chairman for this thing and program chairman for that thing. In heaven, God will chair the program. Jesus will be the presenter and the Holy Ghost will be the helper. And all the saints of God are going to be participants, and angels can't do nothing but spectate, just look. That's right, to it. But in hell, there'll be no program chairman. If the devil had any sense and had done right, he could have been a chairman. But the Bible said the devil will be turned into hell and all the nation with him. And he's going to be jumping and screaming right along with the rest of the hypocrites and devils that he called to go down there. In hell, there will be a program also with no one to chair the meeting. Do you want to know why? Because the devil, that deceiver, that liar, and that trickster, that no good character, that low down rascal, that thief, that robber, and murderer, that old divide of nations, divide of homes, divide of churches, divider of all good things. You know? And he's the divider of families, and that old ruler of darkness will be doing the same thing that all other folk he tricked into hell will be doing. He's going to be weeping and wailing and saying, I wish I hadn't have done what I did. I wish I hadn't got those folk to leave the church before the benediction was given. But in heaven... In heaven, the program will be chaired by God. Jesus will be the presenter. The Holy Ghost will be the helper. The saints of God will appear on the program from all sections of the world. Yes, sir. And some of those that's going to appear on the program will be singing Home at Last. And one phase of the program will be the program with hallelujahs on it. And amens. Hallelujah and amen. And another phase of the program will be God saying, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I'm telling you that this benediction is one of the most important things that happens in a church. Everybody ought to stay for the benediction. When the preacher gets through preaching and telling you about your sins and getting you saved, and he hold up his hand and said, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, you ought to be glad to stay there so when you go out, you can be a soul winner. You can tell me and they must be born again. You can tell me and they come on the Lord's side. Tell me and women, boys and girls, that you know the Lord. Yeah, at the end of the benediction, I'm going to have a good time.
I tell you, somebody who's going to be on program when we get to heaven, Brother Randy, and Brother Raff, and all these fellas, and Brother Don, and Brother Ed Kirby, and a whole lot of them's going to be up there. Brother Hal Smith going to be on program. I'm going to be on program, and I'm going to have a good time. I don't know whether God, I just wonder if God will be able to keep up with me or not. But I'm going to have a good time when I get up there. Yeah! I'm going to have a good time when I get to heaven. And all of you who stay for the benediction, he'll tell you, well done. If you stay for the benediction, heaven will be your home. You'll have a hallelujah time when you get up there. Thank you, sir. At the end of the benediction, you get the blessing, I get the blessing, everybody get the blessing. I want to close out by singing one verse of Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Have Thine Own Way. But before I sing this one verse, I want everybody that's here to be honest. Now, this is not an invitation, but the Don has already given an invitation. But I just want to find out how many here, if you haven't done it lately, how many here have ever went out of church before the benediction was given? I'd like for you to stand. Be honest. If you going out before the benediction was given and didn't get the benediction, I want to sing Have Thine Own Way, Lord, for you. Anybody? Me? That's right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Look at here. Look at here.
You had the right crowd.
Woo! My. I'm hoping that this funny message I brought tonight about the Benedictus will remind all of us how serious it is to stay for the benediction and for God's man to hold out his hand and say the benediction, so that when you go out, you can have a wonderful time in the world as a soul winner. Looks to me like everybody stood up. Notice a few of them didn't stand up. Some of them stayed for the benediction. God bless you. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. I'm going to do what I promised. I said I'm going to sing one verse for you. And if you let God have his way with you, you ought to make this promise to God. God, when I go to church, I'm going to stay for the benediction, because it's your benediction.
That's right.
It's not the devil's benediction, but Lord, it's your benediction, and I'm going to stay for my part. Have thine own way, Father in heaven, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as I look behind me, as I look in front of me, and in the balcony, to the right and the left, and in front, there's hundreds of your children standing up to let us know that many of them left before the benediction. But we're hoping that during 1980, that all of us will stay for the benediction and get that special blessing that comes at the end of the service. Thank you, sir. And as Brother Randy take over now, bless him and bless all these people in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And while you're standing, let me repeat
the verses, and then I'll turn over to Brother Randy. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of the glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Let me take your seat. God bless you.
I want to ask you not to leave. Everybody be seated and don't move, okay? I want everybody to stay where you are. Now, I've been in this meeting since last Sunday morning, and I haven't had much to say. But I've got something to do now for the next 15 minutes, and I want you to